Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to Open Web Conversations, a Do the Woo podcast show. I'd like to thank our three sponsors who are also partners of this year's CloudFest Hackathon: OmniSend, GoDaddy, and Kinsta. Their support for this amazing event shows their commitment to the open web. So next on the roster here, Adam chats with Jessica and Jacob from Grade about their involvement at CloudFest Hackathon and the importance of community building and enhancing WordPress functionalities. So let's get into the conversation.
Jacob, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, I'm Jacob. I'm head of development at Grade. We are a small plugin company, and we have a plugin that is aimed at the target audience of agencies, freelancers, but also larger corporations, that we try to tackle the issue: what if you not only create one website or manage one website, what if you have hundreds of them and you need to manage them and optimize them and share contents and all these kind of things? That's what we do.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm Jessica. I'm also a developer at Grade, and I do the technical side of it a bit more at this point, but I'm also a co-contributor. And yeah, we're working here together on this product and also trying to make purpose.
Fantastic. So the three of us, we find ourselves in a hotel room here in Rust, Germany. Is that how I say that? I don't know. Is that correct? At CloudFest, we're beginning at the hackathon, and you guys are sponsoring the hackathon. Why would you do that?
To give back, meet friends. So we've been to the hackathon. I've personally been to the hackathon last year for the first time. Jessica is a veteran at that point.
Yeah, I've been here the fourth time.
Four times. And how does this compare to all four times?
So the venue here is definitely more modern.
Okay.
But I like all the themes of all the hotels. So I've been now in three different hotels here, staying in the hotel rooms. But we've also been last year at the Santa Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
And all hotels are very detailed in their theming to what they're actually about. There's a lot of furniture and bigger and small details. And I think it's a very interesting concept, very refreshing from a standard hotel, which is always very basic and nothing so special. And I think it's a great place to do great things at a hackathon.
Do great things. What have you seen, any great things happening so far?
Yeah, I think all the projects are doing pretty well. There's very interesting concepts of what the project leads have proposed, what they're working on. Either if it's really core WordPress thing or advancing outside of the WordPress space in together with a WordPress connection. And yeah, I think so far everyone seems to be busy at the Vineta, which is the room we're all in.
Very nice.
It's always very buzzing in there, so there are a lot of conversations up there.
Yeah. We are so glad that you guys have decided to invest in the hackathon to make it happen. Tell me, what are you doing here? Why is this important?
So first of all, we're hacking here. So we're trying new stuff and having brief projects and see what we can do in 48 hours, which is always really challenging, but always really, really great experience. But what we've learned in the last year and last years in general was you meet a lot of people here, you meet a lot of friends potentially, and you just connect with people, and that is really, really valuable, even if you just learn something new, some perspective that you didn't have before, because you're always in your kind of bubble. And I think that is what we enjoy so much about these types of events, that there are so many different people coming together and they're all working on the set on one goal inside their project, but everybody is working on improving something about our ecosystem, about the web, or about accessibility, AI, whatever. Everybody's trying to improve it. And that's a unique experience. And why we sponsor it, because we got back a lot from that. We got back experience, we got back feedback, we got back friends. I met Jessica at a conference first, and that we want to give back to the community. We want to keep these things going. It's great.
That's very cool.
At the hackathon, the way the hackathon works gives you the opportunity to work with people you usually do not work with.
Yes.
On your day-to-day basis. So you get to see other perspectives, you get to see other people using different tools that you didn't know about or like have heard about it but never seen them in action. And I think this is also a very great opportunity as a product company to like see, okay, can we get something from that? Is that something that maybe we want to change in our day-to-day daily business life? That can maybe improve us in the future. So I think this is also not just about meeting cool people. Yeah, that's definitely a point, but also like this like technical factor of like working together, trying out like different skills. Like if you're usually a developer and then suddenly you see, you find yourself in a position of project management and you maybe do not come across that often in your day-to-day life. I think that's a great opportunity to even push yourself also further. And also see other people like pushing themselves, and maybe someone you meet can at the end give you a good connection to someone else, and then even better business opportunities.
Very, very cool. So we're here at the hackathon, the beginning of CloudFest, and Great is here. What are some of your objectives? What are some of your goals of being here at CloudFest in general?
Obviously, being seen is one of them, but also seeing other people and having business connection, because that is one of the focuses that I really like about CloudFest is the business focus. We give business talks, hear business talks. We really talk a lot about business and connect to the audience, which are agencies. The agency day is a great example of that. And that is a connection that we really, really, really value here.
Yeah. Very nice. So here at CloudFest, is there anything specific that you're looking for, things that you want to do for your customers, potential customers? Tell me a little bit more about what are your goals?
So we have a couple of customers that we invited here. So we wanted to give back a little bit to them, and they give them the opportunity to be here and experience what other great companies and solutions are out there. We actually do discuss some project with them because some people approached us, okay, we will be at CloudFest. We have really great business opportunities that we see you guys could potentially be a part of. And that's exactly the conversation we want to have here. And obviously, meet some new people. We're always meeting and giving demos to lots and lots of people every time we go into these events. And a lot of opportunities come out of that, even if it's just getting to know.
I love that doing a demo. There's no better way to actually see, okay, how can this better my life? Because at the end of the day, the user doesn't really care about any of this stuff. They have a problem. They got something that you're hopefully a tool that will help them save time, make more money, simple things like that. Tell me about Grade specifically and how that benefits people. What is your objective to be like? What message do you want to share to those people?
So essentially, when you build a website and you are part of a website building project, so you essentially do a lot of the same steps over and over again, and you're iterating above those steps. And what we want to provide to our customers is a way of reusing pretty much everything you've did before. So you want to reuse all your components that you last time you created, all your templates, all your content types. And that's what we want to add to the user. But also then, if you think about it, and you could even synchronize those types of projects, you can let those projects communicate to each other. So what we're doing from a product perspective is we're having different sets of content, and a content could not only be an article, a post, it could be a wireframe, it could be a template, it could be just a post type, it could be essentially everything. And you can reuse and share those content types across all your projects at once and all your websites. So you can build entire infrastructures and optimize them and share those assets, which saves you a lot. That's what, in a nutshell, we are trying to do and trying to give to our customers. Jessica, anything to add to that?
Yeah, and it's like this is one part, and I think there's also this website management part beyond just like sharing content, post types, whatever, and also like enhancing the blog and site editor with additional features that are not present in core yet or probably will never be, and just giving even more opportunity to build with like native WordPress without having to rely on additional pages.
That's really helpful. Is there anybody that either of you can think of that Grade has really changed how they work or improved their workflow or really made a difference to how they make money on the internet?
I think a really good example is a smaller agency in Germany that we started really, really early with. And there were essentially just two guys building websites. But what they were able to do using our solutions, essentially, they can now take on really, really large scale projects because obviously they upgraded the team and they upgraded their entire process to work with our solution and have new employees and so on. But now they can really build large scale, you could say enterprise type platforms with our solution by just being a small little agency that's somewhere in a town in Germany.
Yeah.
And that is what they're now capable of. And they're always trying to give us feedback and requesting, oh, could we do that and this and this? That's one experience that I really always like to share because that's what we're trying to do with everybody.
Yeah. Put a smile on your face.
I think another one would be like franchise company.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple clients. And they're basically what a franchise is like you need a website for every like shop or store or whatever type of franchise you have that is local in, I don't know, I think the biggest one is like 250 franchisees. And they all need a website at some point. And with that, we call it global content. So the sharing of like the data, the design and everything. This company just saves so much money because they do not have to reinvent and do the same website over and over again. They just configure it and then everything is already there. It just needs to be put together. The domain needs to be on top and that's it basically. So they streamline the way of creating a website for the next franchisee in just like half a day.
Wow.
Do not need to like hire an agency again and need to set up everything again and do this, do that. It's just like a little bit of configuration and they're good to go.
Wow, that's fantastic. All right, so we're here. It's currently the hackathon. For those who are not familiar, CloudFest takes part in Europa Park at the theme park and the roller coasters. Personally, are you guys planning on riding any of the roller coasters during CloudFest?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Do not get me on any
roller coaster. So Jessica, no.
I do.
Are you new? You roller coaster. Okay, so one of the traditions that CloudFest has is while people are riding up the roller coaster, I was talking to Christian, he's one of the people who organizes CloudFest, and he's getting ready. He didn't like roller coasters either, but he says he's going to go on, it's the one of the roller coasters, Blue Fire, I think, and they're going to, while you're going up, it's give your pitch. So would you do that? Would you go on a roller coaster before, you know, you go down over the edge and give your pitch for grade?
I mean, I did do that specific roller coaster. Yeah.
And you really do have like 2-3 seconds,
100 kilometers per hour or something. That's like the acceleration is crazy. That's the excitement about this roller coaster specifically. But yeah, why not? We tried it last year, but yeah, it was kind of just a fun exercise. Like, okay, describe me what you're doing until we now accelerate.
Until we accelerate.
3 seconds and yeah, you can briefly do one sentence and that's it.
And that's it.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so Jessica, you're not going to go on the roller coaster, correct? All right, so what excites you about your work at Graydon?
I think it's the versatility of different things. It's not just like we do work in the blog and site editor. It's not just we are doing this specific solution in the WordPress backend to manage your website. It's like a combination of everything. So and one day I'm more focusing on this particular part of the plugin and the next day I have to fix a bug in a different, completely different part of it. And I think this is what makes me so excited because not every day is the same and not every day is like one very specific thing. It's multiple things that the product offers and that we can always improve because like every software can always be improved. And I think this is fairly similar to like WordPress itself because it has so many things that you can do with it, so many areas that you can work on. And it's really great to work on a product that kind of embraces the same philosophy at that point.
Same question to you. What excites you about Grade?
To be honest, the people. I love the solution we've built and yeah, it can always be improved. There are always issues to solve. The backlog is always there. But I just do love working together with talented people from different areas. I mean, we have started as just a couple of people that some of them did know WordPress very well, but some of them did not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we got to know a lot of talented people over the years and started to grow the team. And that's actually what really excites me the most about working at Grid. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our audience about what's happening at Grid?
Yeah, right now we're trying to move forward in terms of extensibility at the WordPress project, which means that we, of course, in our day-to-day work, we often come across things like our clients would like to have this functionality. And then we look at it and say, okay, we can do that, but it would be cool if like core WordPress would give us an opportunity to make this even easier so that we do not have to like reinvent the wheel just because it's not there yet. And this is like what extensibility is basically about. It's like giving more points of entry for like plugin developers to native WordPress to enhance it even further. There are some spots that you can like hook up to and like get your plugins in, your functionality in, but there is definitely much room for improvement in this case. And that's what we are trying to work on. And I get some sponsored time for this so I can work on core WordPress itself. We're also sponsoring Tammy Lister to join me in that workforce. So yeah, that's what we are currently up to in the next couple months.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. You framed it very, very well, Jessica. So we have received a lot of feedback and we have a lot of the real life solutions and problems that our clients have. And what we're trying to do right now is we're giving that back to WordPress and putting that feedback in a place and having a discussion where it's heard. And because potentially, obviously, we want to solve those problems, but what if we not only solve them for our clients, but we solve them at the root source, at the core? And why not have that discussion? Why not trying to integrate something into the core that solves the problem for all of the users? And that, therefore, automatically benefits us because it benefits the ecosystem. And at the end of the day, then our clients profit from it. So why not giving back? And that's what we're trying to do right now. We're trying to heavily get our, not our opinion essentially, but the opinion or the feedback from our clients into WordPress core and seeing, okay, what could we potentially improve there? What could we as this plugin company improve, or what could WordPress improve? Because we don't want to be a proprietary software that only builds their own solutions. We want to improve the core solution and then just extend it a little bit further. That's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to get rid of the core. That's never our philosophy. We're trying to extend the core, but to extend it, we have to improve it at some point, at least.
Yeah, that's, I think it's not only about like us, but it would improve every product that tries to enhance WordPress core itself. So it's not just us that we would like to see those changes happening. It can benefit any other agency that's doing custom work for their clients. It can be any other plugin company that maybe has some other functionality that we do not have. So it's not just beneficial for us as a company, but for the entire ecosystem, essentially.
Yeah.
That everyone can then use these points of entry in the right side of it.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do this in public. And there are actually agencies like, there are other clients, just really well-known agencies contacting us. Hey, we want to help. We see issues as well. We have feedback and we want to help. Tell us how we can help and then we get things going. And that's what we're trying to do. Get people together who have experience, different issues, and trying to solve them all together. Like share the feedback and have a discussion. And then we see where this goes.
I'm excited to see where it's going. Well, as we wrap up, so excited you guys are here at CloudFest, supporting the hackathon. If someone wants to get in touch with you, tell us, how do they find you on the internet?
So just look at our website up, like grid.io, and then you will find all the contact details you need. I'm not that visible in public. Like I'm on Twitter X. Yeah, I know. I'm on LinkedIn and stuff, but I think the people you should contact and look up are more the Jessica's up there.
How do they find you, Jessica?
Yeah, they can find me either through Grid on my website, jessicadership.com. I'm just Jessica on Slack, on the WordPress Slack, Twitter as well, X, LinkedIn. Like everything's on my website, essentially.
Yep. There you go. Yeah. Well, thank you guys both for joining Do The Woo, and it's been a pleasure to get to know a little bit more about Grid. what you guys are doing here, and what you're doing here is fantastic stuff. So thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.